Okay, our friends. So today we are reading a story called Listen, Listen. The words are by Anne Rand, and the pictures are by Paul Rand. And it is read today by Mommy. And what is your name?
Bloof.
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 Your name is Bloof.
Bloof.
Mommy and Bloof. Well, you never know who it's gonna be here, friends.
No.
Bloof. All right, let's do it. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Listen, I can hear a very tiny It might be a raindrop. Now, there's a much bigger whoop, for I hit the fence with my ball. Imagine that you're outside and you're playing with a ball and you whonk it against the fence.
Yes.
But, oh dear, did you hear that tremendous blop? I happened to fall, you see, so that blop was me. Oh, don't you hate it when you fall down? Listen, it's very clear there is something without any sound that I hear. Can you guess? Do you know that it's snow? Yeah, snow falls so softly that it doesn't make noise. In fact, it kind of muffles things. Oh, but when I turn the page, roar, there's a roar that is so big it takes up two full pages. But that's not a door, because a door goes wham if you slam it, nor a dog. And as for a cat, it certainly isn't that. A bear would growl and a wolf would howl. None of you knows what that roar was. Do you? Any guesses? I'm the only one who does because that roar was mine when I pretended to be a lion. And I do like a good roar, don't you? Listen, if I make a noise like clink, clink, it means I'm putting pennies in my bank. Have you ever put a penny in a piggy bank? And if I go boom, boom, my hammer has hung a shelf and I've been hammering nails in, right? Or built a box in case I catch a fox. If you're very quiet and there's a little breeze, you can hear the whisper of the trees. But when a big wind comes, those same trees moan and groan, and I run home. Because you never want to be out when it's too windy, do you? Listen, it's not too polite a thing, but if you'll bring your ear up close, you can hear the breakfast noise I like the most. It's that crunch, crunch of buttered toast. I do like toast. Do you ever put butter on your toast? So
Yes.
I sometimes put jam on my toast too. It's yummy. Some sounds are scary and some are nice. I like this scritchety scratch of mice. My mother takes a broom and very soon, whoom, that mouse is out of the house. I like the whirr that the wings of a hummingbird make when it flies, and that of fireworks as they sputter in the sky. But What a fright. I get in bed at night when a siren goes, if I don't pull the covers right over my head. Have you ever been really close to being asleep at night? Have you ever been in bed at night and then maybe somewhere in the neighborhood, someone has called an ambulance or their fire detector has gone off and the firemen come or the police are driving through to check on the neighborhood and they go, woo, wee, and it wakes you up because you can hear a fireman? That's, I think, what he's talking about. But the noise I like the very best is early morning before sunrise, because then when I keep my eyes tight shut, I can hear the world wake up. It's a wonderful mixed up sound from far and near, from air and ground. It comes from all around. Listen. Listen. What sounds do you hear in the morning when you wake up? I usually hear the coffee machine. Yeah, that's the sound of the coffee dripping into the cup. Sometimes I can hear bacon or eggs sizzling in the pan, or the flip-flop of a spatula turning pancakes over for breakfast. And the birds are outside the window, waking up and chirping. Chirp, 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 chirp. And a yawn comes from Daddy. And a yawn comes from Mommy. And we're all waking up. And it's a new day. And we are refreshed and rested and ready to listen to one another. Right? And with that, I shall say the end.
If you like the show, please take a moment to rate, review, and subscribe. It really does help the show to grow. Thank you for listening.